Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attentive, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, myself, give thanks. Embrace your thoughts. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I'll bless you back. All right. So today, we're talking about technical resources. I've been doing a thing on resources, mainly to answer some of the questions some of you have written in to me. And trying to address those issues, and I'm trying to make things a little clearer. Too many times, you know, we think that we can't change things. They are what they are, and we're powerless. And we don't look around us, and we don't see what's available already. And as I had been speaking about the resources, they include everything and everybody in your life. And some of the people in your life can be a true asset to you in terms of your goals. We generally have relationships with people based upon our need or our similarities. But the problem I'm seeing is that the need that we're trying to fulfill is temporary, present moment. Going forward, we don't think in terms of how these people or these skills or these circumstances can actually be an asset to you and consider a beneficial resource. Well, the thing I want you to take with you, start looking at the things you're already doing, the people you already know, the options that are already available to you, and start thinking in terms of what you can do with that. Next week, next month, the moment you start to understand that people and circumstances, conditions, resources show up in your life in order to give you the wherewithal that you are looking for. When you don't realize that, sometimes you overlook the obvious. Someone else comes along and uses your very same resources in a manner in which you could have, and they get to live your dream. It happens a lot of the time. We see a person in our lives as being this thing or that thing, and we think that that's what they represent. That's who they are. And we don't look beyond that. And we don't see the skills, the talents, the abilities that that person has. And so we don't give them credit. Sometimes that person is the same person you're sleeping with. Sometimes we lend them less recognition than we do to strangers, although they may be equally or even better qualified. Take a look at what you already have and look at it in light of your goals, your dreams, your objectives. And add that to your list of assets so that you can move forward. Now, technically speaking, those technical resources that you haven't used may also open doors for you that you can't even imagine. Those of you that are keeping up, I'm thinking if you're listening to this broadcast, you probably have a smartphone, you probably have a computer or access to one, the internet access as well. If you do, there is an unlimited amount of information that's available to you. You can talk to people on the other side of the world in whatever language you want to communicate with them in. You can take pictures of yourself, videos of yourself. You can live stream. You can share your wisdom. You can learn just about anything you want to learn online. Okay? You are unlimited. You always have that. This is just the internet has made things more readily available. I remember back in the days when we had encyclopedias and, you know, I had to spend a fortune trying to purchase information, or else you had to go to the library and research it. And nowadays we have most things at our fingertips. And with some smartphones, you don't even need that. You just speak into the phone, and the information you desire is given. These are also resources, technical resources, that can change your life. Wherever it is you're trying to go, there is really nothing holding you back, which just goes to prove what I've been saying all along. All that you want, need, and desire is available to you. As a matter of fact, it already exists. You need to draw it to you. You are a co-creator with the divine, with the God of your understanding. Okay? You are here to continue God's creation. Okay? Everything you needed in order to create is already here. It always has been. It is just for us to discover and learn how to draw it to us and to learn to utilize it. Once we utilize it in such a way that it becomes beneficial to us, you share it with the world, you get rich. A lot of people still have qualms about money. Okay, so, you know, most people don't see their money anymore. They know that it's there, okay? Okay, money simply transferred from one perception to another. And it shows up as a resource, asset. Okay? It basically represents your value. Okay? See, it was never about the dollar bill. Okay, that was just a representation. That's it. Now they've taken that away pretty much. We use cards. We use our smartphones. You drop your phone. You don't even have to put in your numbers anymore. Okay, we used to have endless amounts of equipment that we had to use in order to make purchases and gain access to our account. Money is everywhere. Everywhere. And if you aren't getting enough, it's because you are not doing what you need to do it to. Okay? And that does not mean go out and get three jobs. Because it's self-defeating. Okay? You'll never accomplish what you want to by simply working yourself to death for one, two, three, or four different. That's not going to do anything but wear you up and get them rich. Okay? You see, a job, any job that you take basically means you're investing your time, your skills, talents, and abilities in somebody else's dream. And while there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, okay, whatever your salary is, you've agreed to, and therefore that is your value to that particular company or to that person. Okay? This is why you need to set up multiple streams of income, yes. But that does not mean have multiple jobs. And no time for yourself, no time for fun. There needs to be an even balance there, and no time for family. Somebody said, no one ever went to their grave wishing that they'd gone to work more. I bet to differ. I think a whole lot of people have. Okay? But I think that they didn't work more because they weren't doing what they wanted to do. They didn't see the benefit, and they weren't able to create jobs that they wanted for themselves. Nowadays, people are crying and complaining about the economy, this economy, that you can't find a job, you can't just create a job. You're creating. You made an image and likeness of God. You create. You are here to create. You have but to look around, ask yourself, what is it that I do? What is it that I'm good at? Okay? What is it that your last employer had you doing? How much were they getting paid for what you did? Eliminate the middleman. Do that for yourself. Technically, utilize the energy to put your message out there, to make people aware of who you are and how you work, and do it according to your own standards, your own methodology. Think about it. Your hopes, your dreams, your desires are to be combined with your skills, your talents, your abilities, your interests, your hobbies. And right there, you become master of the universe. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. I know that I love you.